But first, so far, just 2 months into the fire season, 800 wildfires have burned across our state, and crews are working almost 30 as of today. For comparison, 294 fires burned in the first quarter of 2016. So how is the Arizona Department of Forestry and Fire Management dealing with these demanding conditions? What resources are needed to stay on top of these blazes? And is the monsoon season predicted to offer any relief? Joining us now to talk more about this is Jeff Whitney. He's the director of the Arizona State Forestry Division. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning.
So 800 fires seems like a lot this season. How does that compare to previous years?
Well, I think in your lead-in, you indicated that we're actually behind the number of fires for the first portion of this fire season. But with the conditions that we've had and an awful lot of wind, we've got a lot of standing grass in southeastern Arizona. We're blessed with about 160% of our average precipitation up at the higher elevations in our ponderosa pine forests. And so the predominant fire activity that we've seen so far this year is at the lower elevations, but we've got a lot of fine fuel. So we've been seeing a lot of very active and rapidly growing fires in the southern part of the state.
And Jeff, there's been discussion in the past couple of years about how the wildfire season is expanding, that it's going on a longer period of time. Does that affect how resources are acquired by states? Because maybe more states are in need than they would have been in the past. Maybe there was more of a pattern.
Well, as you point out, Steve, our fire season is considerably longer than it was 30, 40 years ago. I actually was a wildland firefighter starting right out of high school, and our fire seasons today are about 75 days longer than they were back in the 70s and 80s. Generally, our active fire season really didn't begin until around the end of May, 1st of June, and now we're seeing fire activity as early as February and March. We've had some significant fires already this year, mm-hmm. but there's a little different way to look at it. We have an ongoing process and program where we have over 200 fire departments across the state. So we've got about 2,700 firefighters at our disposal throughout the year, which is a unique opportunity. We also have 12 Department of Correction, 20-person Type 2 crews, and six agency engines that are available to respond year-round. The federal agencies really only ramp up during fire season. So we truly are the only agency that's got that year-round ability to respond to wildfires. And in some places, Colorado River and other locations where we've got salt cedar in our riverbeds, you could have a fire any time of the year that's going to create some real problems. So the other way that we look at it is when you get a number of fires going and a lot of resources assigned, engines, crews, overhead to manage that, contractors to support the crews logistically, we go through what we call a planning level. Currently, regionally in the Southwest area, we're in planning level 4, which mm-hmm. would indicate, and it's a scale from 1 to 5, and PL5 would be where you pretty much tapped out all of your available resources, and then we start inviting them in from out of region, other parts of the country.
Okay. Jeff, real quickly before we have to go, what does the monsoon season look like? Do you think that could help the situation this year?
It always does, but when it arrives and how persistent it is always the question until we have a chance to kind of get the rearview mirror look at it. This year, when we briefed the governor in mid-April, our predictive services folks are climatologists and weather people that work in the Southwest Area Coordination Center in Albuquerque shared that there were some battling models in terms of what the monsoon was going to look like. We've actually had more dry lightning in the last 30 days than typically we would have seen. Typically, human-caused fires are big issues, but the 30 fires that we're currently managing now with a substantial number of resources, for I would say 85% of those were lightning-caused, which is somewhat unique. But mm-hmm. we're always agile, and we're in good shape to respond to current fires that we've got and any fires as we progress a little deeper into the fire season. We don't anticipate the monsoon season's going to get here anytime soon. We still have 3 to 4 weeks probably of active fire season.
All right. Jeff Whitney is the director of the Arizona State Forestry Division. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.